Once again, okay, that's fine. I don't want to shortchange you in time. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. We didn't know what your schedule was. I filed a complaint against Byron Hickox. Right. It's online. Mm-hmm. This is it.
Right, and I know that.
Mm-hmm. There's a bunch
and I've seen it. I've gone through it, and I sort of know what it's
about. Okay. And I filed.
And DOI said this is just not anything we investigate or study.
No.
No, they didn't? Okay.
Engineering staff has reviewed your complaint submitted against Mr. Hickox. A search of NC Code Official Qualification Board database of certificates issued to code enforcement officials so that Mr. Hickox does not hold any certificates issued by this board. Because he holds no certificates issued by the NCCOQB, there are no grounds under North Carolina General Statute 143-151.17 for investigation or disciplinary action by our office. Mm-hmm. Please note that the town manager, Marcy O'Neill, has confirmed that Mr. Hickox's employment duties with the town consist of zoning ordinance administration and enforcement that are distinct from and exclude the enforcement of NC State Building Code. Mm-hmm. Now, I filed a complaint against Jason Rogers a while ago.
Okay.
He's certified. He got nailed. Mm-hmm. That's for this building the gateway thing. This guy is not. This guy is a loose cannon. And he's going around and selectively enforcing a bunch of stuff. And this is not the first instance of it. The sign stuff down in Frog Level, but this is egregious, and Terry was harmed here by it. And
can I ask a question? Okay, when you say selective, was there? And I'm going to use these words like discriminatory, retaliatory. Like he didn't like you, and he wanted to get even with you, or
yeah, you can. Yeah, that was.
But he's using the town of Waynesville to try to get
so it's not
because of the fact that the deal that went on with my place up there, he's using his power as the town of Waynesville, thought he was retaliating against me.
Is there?
But he was acting as the town of Waynesville, not as the buyer.
Okay, so
and that's
do it. You and Byron have
I mean, it's all in, no, but what he did every time I see him, he's smart ass or says something smart to me.
And I mean, in
an ordinary situation, that wouldn't work.
Okay, yeah, this is the original
that's
letter.
That's the original letter to Johnson.
Right.
Judy, mm-hmm. That, which is June Ray's sister. Mm-hmm. He's doing this for, he done this for June Ray. He thought he'd get even because I had this little problem. June got a little trouble. But she called him, and they thought they were, they
Paul
knew.
Went to Edie Ward, as I understand.
To who?
Eddie.
No.
Eddie Ward.
No.
What?
Because Byron, to prove that point, remember what he told me and you? It was a woman, but I can't remember what her name was. Mm-hmm. He said, I talked to her, but it was a woman, I can't remember her name.
Yeah,
that was his answer. It was a woman, but he couldn't remember her name. But
so
anyway, to make a long story short,
we get anonymous calls, as you know, and that's one of the things that I don't like, is people say, can I complain about something, and they won't tell me who they are.
Well, Michelle Presnell just got a bill, entered a bill that says that if somebody keeps filing these anonymous complaints and they come to be unfounded, mm-hmm. that they get charged.
In this letter that Byron sent to Johnson, given the condition of several of the item is being stored on the property, this would be classified as a salvage yard. Mm-hmm. Salvage yards are not permitted within the town of Waynesville's jurisdiction. Yet, you, the town of Waynesville, issued Singleton
a salvage license.
No, his business says it's salvage. Doesn't his name say salvage?
No.
He's grandfathered in, Terry.
No, he's not grandfathered in.
Because
I never had a bit
of salvage.
They come up there and was going to charge me and made me give me 80 pages of stuff clean up, said because I couldn't have. No.
No.
For it.
Okay.
I mean, wait a minute. Before you go any further, let me just show you something.
I'm going to get the facts. Right.
Holy cow, you got the original permit?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right.
Well, let me...
And show me where it says salvage on my
okay, so this is your business license, right?
Yes.
Okay. Auto service repair, that's what you had a license.
Yes, and that's all they would let me have. That is the business license.
That's what I'm saying, that's what you had a business license.
That's all they would let me have.
Right.
They would not let me have no kind of salvage of any kind and come up there and try to shut me down one time. because they said I had too much stuff and took pictures of stuff. And it was nothing about automobiles to sell parts of automobiles. It was just what they came up there and came to me about. They sent one frontman up there over and over and over, and one said, I don't know why they're doing this, I don't know why they're doing this, but just work with you, just do this, just do this. Your grandfather did at this, just work with you.
Right, now the grandfather, that's an over. But you
where
work.
He went in, he's not doing the continuing business. He's not grandfathered. We've took that all the way to the Washington level. They're saying that is not grandfather. That's not what grandfather works.
To Washington level.
Yes, I took it to plumb to the top. I've talked to people plumb to the top.
Darn it.
This is a long way from over.
They don't usually get into state stuff.
Hey. Just hang on, see if they get into state stuff.
Anyway, the license that you gave me.
Right. Yeah, the one that.
James. From James.
James.
He's got salvage on it.
It says salvage on it. It should be in there. I'm having trouble finding
okay.
it.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, I'll send
so,
it.
So, how the heck can Byron or James or anybody grant Singleton a salvage license?
Okay, so I'm trying to make sure I understand your argument. Terry was not in the salvage business because his license said
I couldn't. I tried to get y'all to.
You tried to, and they didn't.
Rusty came to the town meeting, and y'all said we can't have salvage yards in the city limits.
Then at this point in time, his license says salvage, so it wasn't in the grandfather.
No, and he's got 100 cars set for selling parts off of him.
And
Byron Hickox
won't do a damn thing about it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's the bad part, Gavin.
When the battle was going on, they come down here and told him, I come to you and ask you about it. And they told him before he bought the place that he could put a salvage yard up on it. Y'all told me that before. Wife came down here and talked to y'all.
What we were saying, if I said anything to him, I said, you can continue what's being done. I don't.
Well, he didn't have a
salvage. He came up there and told me before he bought it, he was trying to work a deal with me. If you remember, he was trying to work a deal on the side with me.
You told me that. Yeah.
And he told me, he said, they've already promised me I could have a salvage yard up here. I said, you can't have a salvage yard up here, Art. There's no salvage yard. Oh, they've done told me, if I'd buy it, I could have a salvage yard. We've done got it worked out.
And they were supposed to put sidewalks and trees in front of the place. Marcy said, they're supposed
that's
to do that.
That's something I can have.
Swaps over the, and there are no sidewalks and trees.
We've got two businesses right now leaving Waynesville. Do you know that? We've got two businesses leaving Waynesville because of the code restrictions. Two businesses.
You're getting on beyond your problem, Terry.
I know it, but the thing of it is, Waynesville, you're sitting here talking about the lake stuff wanting to increase the business, but they're squeezing all the businesses out.
Okay,
let's get to that. But the second amendment, second addendum, which you have a copy of. Goes to this guy Sutton.
Donnie.
And he's got this property right near the sheriff's office down there.
Yeah.
And
one on one.
It's a salvage yard. And just like Singleton, there are very few cars that have plates on them. It meets all the definitions of salvage yard. When I was discussing this with Marcy, all of a sudden she shut down. She would not give me the ordinances that Hickox was using to make his selective enforcement calls on. I don't have those. She wouldn't give them. She just shut down. I'd like to see those. And
what we're working with Doyle and Donnie down there, what's going on there?
No,
with any of the ordinances
that have to do with salvage operations.
Oh, okay.
I asked Marcy for that. I didn't get it. She just went into a bunker.
Okay.
This guy is a loose cannon. I think you ought to fire him. But you don't fire people. That's what you have her for.
You understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. That's
yeah.
very clear. The state statute says I can't fire him.
No. That's what you have Marcy for.
The town manager and the town
she
attorney.
She should fire him or transfer him to something that...
You know my opinion on the town attorney.
that he can't do this damage. Okay. Cause he is making you look bad, and
it's not just everywhere. I got two complaints yesterday. Two people come in and give me written statements yesterday on this selective enforcement stuff, and I can tell you some more people. Dixon Auto Parts is moving out because they're having to. They're going down here where Urban Athletic or whatever at Athletic Place across from O'Reilly's. They can't put their machine shop or nothing in there.
No,
so it's going to Canton.
That's Napa. Napa.
But that's Dixon.
That's Dixon.
Yeah, that's Dixon. He has a Napa franchise.
Yeah, that.
But now their machine shop, instead of Waynesville getting that business, it's going to Canton.
I can't tell you how many people have come to me complaining about this guy, Jason Rogers, giving them a bad time because he doesn't like them. But they're scared to death of confronting him. I said, well, I've got all the stuff here. Let me pull the trigger on this guy. He said, no, we have to work with him in the future. We can't do it. And now you're chasing Napa out of Waynesville?
Well, the store's going to stay, but the machine shop and everything that makes money is going to Canton. Because Canton told him, you can definitely have it down here if you want it down here.
Why is he considering moving at all? I don't.
To get a better location
and a bigger business.
Does he want a bigger building?
Yeah.
Well, I can't speak for him.
He's going into where Verizon used to be.
You're right.
All right, but they wanted to put their machine shop.
Right.
But there's so many stipulations that they can't. They said they could build half a dozen buildings and put their machine shop. Well, Canton says, well, we'll welcome it down here.
Now it's because of there is a big enough building, but
Verizon building is 10 times bigger.
I'm sure I understood the situation.
He said it was the codes stuff was so strenuous they couldn't meet the criteria. It was so strenuous. And Canton said, well, we'll welcome it. Come on. You know, we had a machine shop here before at Napa down here when it was at the other place, and it thrived. They made tons of money.
These are all nasty campaign issues. Yeah. You should try to fix some of these things up.
I will make an observation. At the town retreat a year and a half ago, the board as a group said, we want to make sure that the town becomes appears to be business friendly. That's not what we're in the business of doing, running businesses off.
Well, but we were in a position of hiring. So far,
she had just started working yesterday, Tuesday, excuse me, 2 days ago, a new planning director. And
a new what?
A new planning director. Paul Benson's replacement. But that's the person in charge of this. And you'd have to ask Marcy, but our directions to Marcy were that this person should have the strengths to understand that businesses are important to keeping Waynesville viable. And that should be a primary component, not just walking around issuing citations. Now that's me speaking, and that I'm characterizing what the board said. That's what this person was hired to have, that aspect or that job, that characteristic and that ability, so that these things that you're talking about, they can address those, you know, with the building owner and with the business owner,
and
not just issue a citation.
And make them stay.
Well, now, if you got an enforcement man running around here.
That's what we told Marcy, and that's the group, I say told her, that's the discussion. And we have some that's not. I have not even met the lady yet. So, but that was the direction, because we understand, at least I do, what you're saying. I may not agree with everything you've said, but I've heard it too, that this is one of the appearances that we have. Now, it may be justified or not, but it is an appearance. And we agree, appearances are everything a lot of times.
So how do you have somebody that's not even certified and don't hold no certificates out here issuing fines?
It's a loose cannon.
That's what I'm saying. That right there, that's a liability for the town. I mean, a heck of a liability.
Okay, now I understand this issue here, and I understand this issue over here. Okay, all right. I will report to you or give you something. Yes, I need to go, but I don't want to cut you short.
Well, to make a long story short, my stuff, we had to be out immediately because we got in a little legal battle there, and we had to be out.
You're talking about up there
at my place.
Go down here on the creek.
Yeah, up here. Mm-hmm. We had to be out in a hurry. All right, David Tranum had been running a trucking company up in that property, Judy Lanning's, which is June's sister, and they don't get along. They're always at odds. Anyway, to make a long story short, David had been leasing my trailers.
It was his trailers that were up there? Your trailers that he had put up there?
But he was leasing.
Okay.
When you lease something, somebody, you just the same as on it. Mm-hmm. All right. He said, "Bidge, you've already got trailers up here that I'm leasing. Bring your trailers up here and park them up here until we can get them moved down there," because he was helping me move them. Mm-hmm. All right. This is what created the problem. There was no junk cars up there whatsoever, but when Byron sent that letter, he said that was a salvage yard.
Okay. The way I understood the situation was that his operation is non-conforming. So to make it larger, that would be increasing a non-conforming use. He's increasing the size. If you have a building that's non-conforming, you can't add on to it.
Not what he said, though.
Okay, well,
That's not what he said.
That's not what near what he said.
Right. That's what I understood was going on there, that is a non-conforming use. your going up there and adding more trailers increased the non-conforming use, increased the size.
See, I asked Marcy, what were the criteria that this guy used for these different situations? And I got nothing.
And he can't say what he, and he can't say he was going to fine him $250 a day. On what? He has to have a basis to fine him $250 a day, and he's not even a certified code official. How can he assess a fine to somebody when he's not an officer, he's not nothing that can even do that?
Just a loose cannon.
A loose cannon that would cost the town millions if somebody sued him, which might end up costing the county a lot of money someday.
Hope it's a cannon.
But I'm telling you, there's lots of things going on that people don't know that people are not happy with, and there's a lot.
I appreciate that. You know,
when you get a stack
naive, by any stretch of the imagination, I don't think everybody's accusing me of that. No, I know.
When you get a stack this high of written statements from people, and you can just pass them right on down the line, that's going to show that there's something there. Mm. I never want nobody to believe nothing I tell them, and I've told Marcy that 100 times, and I've told you 100 times. But when I produce you a stack of this high, the difference in enforcements and the pictures and the proof to prove it, and nothing's done, that don't make me happy. But so I have to go to the next step, what I have to do. Everybody gets aggravated at me. Well, why didn't you come to me? Why didn't you come to me? I've come to everybody. And then I have to go on, and I don't ever quit, and you know that. Obama will be down here before I quit. I promise you that. And I'll aggravate them enough to where they're going to get him in on it.
You got a year and a half there, Terry.
Well, I'll guarantee you, the problem is, there'll be somebody in his place after him.
If Terry gets upset, I get it.
Okay. What'd Johnny do?
Well, I listen very carefully.
She runs against me.
I listen very carefully.
All right, I do have to go. I'm sorry.